Masechet Sanhedrin, Perek Tet, Mishnah Bet. We mentioned in the last Mishnah that if somebody is a Rotzeach, if they're a murderer, then the Bet Din puts them to death by beheading. We'll elaborate on what murder is in this Mishnah. Nitkaven l'harog et ha-behemah v'harag et ha-adam. If somebody intends to kill an animal, but by mistake he kills a person, Le'oved kochavim v'harag et Yisrael, if he intends to kill an idol worshipper, but he kills a Jew instead, you're not allowed to kill an idol worshipper, and Hashem will have punishment for that person, but we don't put somebody who kills an idol worshipper, we don't kill him, we don't put him to death. Le'nifalim v'harag et ben kayama, if he intended to kill a baby that had no potential to live, if the baby was born very sick with major defects in one of its major organs and it wasn't going to live, there's no way that it was going to live. If he intended to kill that kid, again, even though it's forbidden to take the life of this type of child, we would not put somebody to death if they did kill that type of child. And instead of that, he killed a ben kayama, he killed a person that was living, that had no problems and was going to live. In all of these cases, patur, he is exempt. We don't execute the murderer in this case. He did not intend to commit the act of murder that would have carried the death penalty. He either wanted to kill an animal, he wanted to kill an idol worshiper, or he wanted to kill a baby that had no potential for life. So since his kavana wasn't there, and by mistake, he ended up killing somebody who he would have been liable for the death penalty. So we say, if his intention was not there, he's patur, we do not give him the execution. In the next case, we'll talk about a person who had the intention to hurt somebody, but no intention to kill them, but by mistake, when he tried to hurt them, he did kill them. Nitkaven lahakoto al motnav. If somebody intended to hurt another person by hitting him on the hips, ve'lo haya bakadei lahamit et motnav, the impact of that blow wasn't strong enough that it would have killed him if it landed on the hips. The problem was, v'halchala alibo, he accidentally, when he hit him on the chest, on the heart instead. V'hayabaka da kedela hamit alibo. And the force was strong enough that if he hit him in the chest, it would kill him. And then vamit, and then the person died. So do we say that the murderer is hayav? We say patur, the murderer is not liable for the death penalty because he had no intention to kill, even though he was trying to hurt this person, even though he eventually did hurt them, and he even caused death. We say since he had no kavana to kill him, he does not get the death penalty. Nitkaven lahakoto alibo v'haya bakadei lahamit alibo. If he intended to hit him in the chest, and the blow that he gave him had enough to kill him if he hit him in the chest, v'halchala al motnav, but accidentally the blow that he gave him landed on his hips, v'lo haya bakadei lahamit al motnav, and the force of the impact that he hit him with on the hips, it usually wouldn't have killed him, even though he intended to kill, and even though if the blow landed in the right spot, it would have killed him. But here it landed on the hips, and it didn't have the proper impact that it should have. But problem is, vamit, the man died anyway. We say patur, the murderer is not liable for the death penalty, even though he wanted to kill this person, even though he eventually did kill this person, he had kavana and everything was there. Since he intended to hit him on another spot, and that other spot that he did hit him on by mistake, the blow that he hit him with wasn't strong enough to kill him, what we have to presume and say that there's an option is that he died from some other cause. Similar cases to the last one. Nitkaven lahakot et hagadol, ve'lo haya ba kedei lahamit hagadol. He intended to hit an adult, and the blow, the impact, was not strong enough to kill an adult. But problem is, v'halchala ala katan, ve'haya ba kedei lahamit et hakatan. And instead, he accidentally hit a child instead, and the impact that he had was strong enough to kill a child, where you need less of an impact to hurt the child. So he intended to kill to hit an adult, but he ended up hitting the child, and it was strong enough that it would kill him. And then the child vamit, and then the child died. Patur, the murderer is not liable for the death penalty because he had no kavana to kill. He had the intention to hit the child, and the blow that he gave him would have been enough to kill the child. gadol, but accidentally the blow landed, the hit landed on the adult. Ve'lo haya ba kedei lehamitzet hagadol, and the hit that he gave him wasn't strong enough to kill the adult, but the adult vamit, but the adult died anyway. We say patur. The murderer is not liable for the death penalty because the blow that he struck the adult with wasn't strong enough to kill him. And even though the person died anyway, we say that maybe the victim died from another cause. Two other cases where the killer is liable and does get the death penalty. If he intended to hit somebody on their hips and the impact was strong enough to kill him if it hit him on the lips, but he accidentally hit him in the chest instead, vamit, and then the person died, hayav. Here, the killer would get the death penalty. He intended to kill a person. The blow that he gave was strong enough to kill the person. And the person eventually died, so he says, hayav. Yitkaven lahakot et hagadol. If he tried to hit an adult, and the blow, the impact that he had, would have been strong enough to kill the adult. And obviously, if it hit a child who is much more sensitive and could die from a much lower impact, and he accidentally hit the child instead, vamet, and the child died, hayav, he would be liable for the death penalty here as well, because he intended to kill. The blow that he gave was strong enough to kill, and then eventually that person died. That's it. He intended to kill, even though it was a different person over here that he did kill, and everything went according to plan in terms of the force was enough, and he eventually killed somebody. So therefore we say he's hayav, he is guilty. So according to this previous Tana, if a murderer intended to kill somebody and he killed somebody else instead, he would get the death penalty even though he killed someone else, not the person he had kavanah to kill. Since the kavanah to kill was there, so it doesn't really matter who the person who he eventually kills is, he gets the death penalty. But Rabbi Shimon is going to disagree. Rabbi Shimon omer, even if he intended to kill one person, but he accidentally killed a different person, he would not get the death penalty because he had no intention to kill the actual person who died.